The vote against changing the primary was unanimous. All senators present voted against it, including members of the Government Operations Committee, which had first supported the change. Wyndham Democrat Peter Galbraith argued that a vote held on the first Tuesday in August would come when voters were more interested in summer vacation than politics.
We're moving our primary to a time when we're going to have the lowest possible participation, which is the first of August, the first week of August, exactly when people are in summer season. It's also, if we think of ourselves, we pride ourselves on being a citizen legislature. The summer is the time when people campaign.
The Senate stripped the early primary date from a bill that addresses several elections issues. Wyndham Democrat Jeanette White chairs the Government Operations Committee that worked on the bill, and she went along with the change.
The committee did a lot of work on this bill, and we have a lot of vested interest in parts of the bill. The committee was taking our advice from elsewhere, and maybe we should not even have primaries. I don't know.
The advice to move up the primary date came from Secretary of State Jim Condos. He rushed over to the State House after the vote and says he's disappointed in the outcome.
I have to find out more about what happened, but I'll deal with the issue. And, you know, it's their prerogative. They're the ones that make the policy. I can only make recommendations.
The primary has been held on the last Tuesday in August for the past two election cycles. But Condo says even that earlier date, it used to be held in mid-September, doesn't give his office enough time to meet federal deadlines to produce general election ballots for overseas voters. He says New York State was sued by the Department of Justice for missing its election deadlines, and a court ordered the primary to be held in June. Condo says Vermont runs the same risk without an earlier primary date, and he says Vermont's early voting provisions give people plenty of time to vote.
It's a red herring when people talk about, you know, it's vacation time. There's 45 days to vote, and that creates a long time for people to have access to the ballot. So it's not like people aren't going to have a chance to vote.
But critics of the early primary date point out that Massachusetts and New Hampshire hold primaries in September and still manage to meet federal deadlines to get ballots sent to overseas voters. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.